感谢主，早上我们已经查考了大臣儿子得医治。
This morning, my message was on the healing of the nobleman's son.
啊，这整个事件记录在圣经的约翰福音第四章。
The whole incident was recorded in John chapter 4.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 4.
我们早上已经读过一次。
This morning, we have already read through the entire verses.
它从43节啊，一直到54节。
And it's from verses 43 to 54.
那么我们说过啊，这整个事迹呢啊，是一个犹太人跟非犹太人啊的一种比较。
As we touch on this morning, the particular miracle was a contrast between the non-Jew and the Jew.
犹太人呢、啊，他们啊，却没有相信耶稣。
The Jews, however, did not believe in Jesus.
虽然，主耶稣是犹太人
，Jesus himself was a Jew.
但是犹太人反而不容易相信耶稣。
But yet it was the it were the Jews who were stubborn and did not believe in Jesus.
反而是一个大臣是一个外邦人，他反而相信耶稣是有能力。能够来医治他孩子的病。
In effect, it was a non-Jew who was a Gentile, a nobleman, who believed in the power of Jesus to be able to heal his son.
所以我们说，这就是外邦人的信心胜过于犹太人的信心。
We can safely say that the faith of the Gentiles were even stronger than the Jews.
但是我们还是有一个根本的问题是，犹太人为什么？不容易相信耶稣呢。
However, we are still stuck with this basic problem on why exactly the Jews do not believe in Jesus.
第一个原因就是耶稣自己说过的话，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。
It is because we come back to the words of Jesus is that the locals will not easily receive him.
因为先知从小在这个本地地方出生长大。
Because this prophet had was born and grew up in his own particular country.
可能呢，他有很多小时候的故事，大家都知道。
Maybe the neighbors knew of the story when he was growing up.
哎呀，这个人呢，就是小时候穿的短裤流着鼻涕跑来跑去的那个小孩子顽皮的小孩子
Maybe the neighbors or the people around him knew.All the more personal and intimate stories of our Lord Jesus when he was running around with running noses and with without pants.
甚至也可能说，哎呀，这个小孩子他以前功课不好啊。
Or maybe they knew Jesus as someone who did not do well in school.
所以大家的印象都停留在他小孩子的做过那些糗事。
Maybe the impression from the community is are those the time when Jesus was still a toddler or when he was still very young.
可是他现在长大了他成为先知，可是大家却不会尊敬这样的先知。
But yet Jesus had already grown up and become a prophet, but yet unfortunately they still refused to accept him and believe him.
所以主耶稣才会说，先知在本地是不会被尊敬的。
This is why Jesus himself said that a prophet has no honor in his own country.
因为人常常对人都有一种刻板的印象。
Because a person may be left with a first impression.
这种刻板的印象stereotype 就是好像刻板印在那里就改不过来，没办法刷掉。
Maybe a lot of people have this stereotypical view of an individual that is very hard to erase.
这就是人的软弱。
This is one of the flaw of mankind.
我们对一个人小时候的印象一直停留在那个地方，没有办法用一种新的局面来看待一个人。
And maybe the impression that they left on us is not very good, and it is very hard for us to think otherwise.
所以呢，其实这个神迹经过这两类的人的比较，也给我们一个教训。
And this miracle, with regard to the contrast between the response of the Jews and the non-Jews,
犹太人对耶稣有成见
is an example for us because the Jews they have a bias against Jesus.
所以他们反而不会相信耶稣。
This is why.They are so strong in not believing in Jesus.
而外邦人他们对耶稣没有那些过去的包袱跟成见。
However, the Gentiles they have no such burdens.
因此他们能够用全新的面貌来看耶稣，而就相信耶稣。
This is why they are able to accept Jesus as he already was.
所以今天我们、也从这个事情来得到一个教训，我们今天如何去给别人呢、有一个全新的面貌来看待他。
This is actually a good lesson for us and to teach us on how to accept a person for、who she or he truly is.
因为他已经跟以前不一样了。
Because this person may be different from the person that you knew before.
我们应该给他一个新的面貌、给他一个新的机会。
Maybe we should give him a chance.To give him a newer impression on us.
让他能够、有一个新的开始，能够去开创他新的、一个、生活。
To give this person a new beginning to achieve what he needs to achieve in life.
那接着我们就来谈到、犹太人、为什么不相信耶稣第二个原因。
What is the second reason on why the Jews they are so adamant about not accepting Jesus?
因为犹太人、一直停留在一个行神迹来证明他是先知的这个、程度上。
Because the Jews can only look at Jesus as a miracle maker.
这个是从摩西时代呢，他们就有这种的传统。
Because this was passed down from the times of Moses.
我们回头来看出埃及记、第三章。
Please turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 3.
当时神 呼召了摩西要去埃及，带领以色列人出埃及。
At that time, God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt to Canaan.
当时呢，摩西啊，他就对神啊有很多的、疑问，很多的拒绝。
At that time, Moses asked for miraculous signs from God.And he continued to reject God's calling.
他其中拒绝的、其中的原因说，他们不会相信我的。
One of the reasons is that the Israelites will not believe him.
以色列人不会相信我、说神对我显现。
They will not believe me when I tell them that you have appeared before me.
这个时候我怎么回答呢？
And how should I answer them then?
现在是我看见、神啊，你对我显现。
Of course, I know that you appear before me.
可是呢，当我去跟、以色列人跟他们说神已经对我显现了，他们、却不会相信。
However, if I turn around and tell them that God indeed appeared before me, they will surely not believe me.
他们也许会怀疑说，是你的眼睛啊，有了幻听幻觉啊，你的错觉吧。
Maybe they'll tell me that my eyes are playing games on me.
但是呢，我要如何证明神真的对我显现呢？
How do I prove to them that indeed it is you, God, who appeared before me?
我们来看出埃及记第四章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
出埃及记第四章第一节。
Exodus chapter 4, verse 1.
摩西回答说，他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说耶和华并没有向你显现。
Moses answered, What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, The Lord did not appear to you?
第二节
Verse 2.
耶和华对摩西说，你手里是什么？他说，是杖。
Then the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? A staff, he replied.
第三节
Verse 3.
耶和华说，丢在地上，他一丢下去，就变作蛇，摩西便跑开。
The Lord said, Throw it on the ground. Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it.
第四节
Verse 4.
耶和华对摩西说，伸出手来，拿住他的尾巴，他必在你手中，人变为杖。
Then the Lord said to him, Reach out your hand and take it by the tail. So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand.
第五节
Verse 5.
如此好叫他们信耶和华，他们祖宗的神，就是亚伯兰的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你显现的。
This, said the Lord, is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you.
第六节
Verse 6.
耶和华又对他说，把手放在怀里。他就把手放在怀里，及至抽出来，不料手长了大麻风，有血那样白。
Then the Lord said, Put your hand inside your cloak. So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous like snow.
第七节
Verse 7.
耶和华说，再把手放在怀里，他就把手放到怀里，及至从怀里抽出来，不料手已经复原，与周身的肉一样了。
Now put it back into your cloak, he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored like the rest of his flesh.
第八节,
Verse 8.
又说, 倘若他们不听你的话, 也不信头一个神迹, 他们必信第二个神迹。
Then the Lord said, if they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second.
第九节,
Verse 9.
这两个神迹若都不信, 也不听你的话, 你就从河里取些水, 倒在旱地上, 你从河里取的水, 必在旱地上变作血。
But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground.
在这里呢, 啊, 摩西就是疑问说, 哎呀, 那以色列人啊, 不会相信我, 啊, 啊, 神已经对我显现了。
The passage we just read is with regard to Moses' fear of the Israelites not being able to believe him.
但是神就说, 好吧, 你可以行神迹。
This is why God approved and performed these signs to him.
第一个, 你可以把你手中的杖, 啊, 丢在地上, 它就变成蛇, 就是第一个神迹。
The first miracle is that when he threw the staff on the ground, it will turn into a snake.
那么如果不信第二个神迹, 啊, 第一个神迹的话, 第二个神迹, 你还可以把你的手放在怀里面, 再拿出来, 啊, 变成麻风病, 然后再放进去, 它就变成复原了, 这是第二个, 有关于麻风病, 啊, 的神迹。
And if they still do not believe the first miracle, then you can do the second miracle, that is by putting his hand inside his cloak, and when he take it out, it will become leprous. It's a second miracle.
如果这两个神迹都不信, 第三个, 你还可以把河里的水啊, 倒在旱地上, 那个水会变成血啊, 这是第三个神迹。
And if they still would not believe the two miracles, then is to take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground, and it will become blood on the ground.
啊, 这三个神迹啊, 都是要来, 啊, 向百姓证明说, 神确实, 啊, 已经对摩西显现了。
These three miracles is to prove to the Israelites that God indeed had appeared before Moses.
那后来呢, 啊, 摩西也真的到以色列人那里去的时候, 他就行了这个神迹。
And indeed, we see later on that Moses performed these three miracles before the Israelites.
那在行了这个, 啊, 到底行了一个, 两个, 三个呢, 圣经就没有明, 啊, 明显的, 啊, 记载。
Of course, later on in the Bible, it did not tell us whether Moses had to resort to all these three miracles before the Israelites would believe him.
只在第四章的30节,
Except in chapter 4, verse 30, it says here,
亚伦将耶和华对摩西所说的一切话述说了一遍, 又在百姓眼前行了那些神迹。
And Aaron told them everything the Lord had said to Moses. He also performed the signs before the people.
31节,
Verse 31.
百姓就信了, 以色列人听见耶和华眷顾他们,检查他们的困苦, 就低头下拜。
And they believed, and when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped.
所以从此以后, 犹太人啊, 他们就用神迹来证明, 啊, 他是神所差遣的人。
From that day onward, the Jews needed miracles to prove that Moses is one that is sent by God.
用神迹来证明, 啊, 他是先知。
To prove that his prophet, he needed to use miracles.
所以呢, 犹太人就是有这样的传统, 啊, 一直保存到耶稣的时代。
And this is the kind of a culture that the Jews are exposed to, and this carried on until the time of Jesus.
所以犹太人的, 啊, 这个信仰啊, 啊, 在这个时候是停留在 看见神迹而相信, 啊, 这位先知, 啊, 他是神所差遣的。
The Jewish faith is based on seeing is believing, and to prove that indeed Jesus is a prophet sent by God.
所以曾经有一个犹太人的官叫尼哥底母, 他晚上来见耶稣。
Once there is this official by the name of Nicodemus who came by night to see Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
第三章第一节,
John chapter 3, verse 1.
约翰福音第三章第一节,
John chapter 3, verse 1.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council.
第二节,
verse 2.
这人夜里来见耶稣说, 拉比, 我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的, 因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在, 无人能行。
He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
所以这个法利赛人呢，尼哥底母啊，他是跟随了他们犹太人的传统。
We know that this particular person, Pharisee Nicodemus, he was one who followed the Jewish ritual.
就是要看见一个人行神迹，来证明他是从神那里的先知。
He needed to see the miraculous signs in order to prove that this person comes from God.
当时犹太人就是在这样的一个信仰下来建立起来。
This is the kind of religion that the Jews grew up on.
但是呢，这样的信仰呢？是停留在看见神迹才相信。
But these are the kind of people who only believe when they see it.
当然呢，这是一个信仰的开始，没有错。
Of course, this is a kindergarten level of faith.
就像今天我们去传福音，也都是说信耶稣得平安。
For example, when we preach, we said, "If you believe in Jesus, then you shall have peace."
啊，信耶稣啊，啊，也许你的病会得医治。
Maybe if you believe in Jesus, your illness will be healed.
你的困难也会得到帮助。
Maybe all your problems will be solved.
神也会给你福气。
And God will bless you with abundant grace.
所以神迹啊，都是我们传福音的第一个工具。
And of course, miracles are one of our tools when we preach.
以我的家族呢，我们为什么会信主，也是我的叔叔当时得了神的医治，所以我们全家才会来相信耶稣。
In my family, it was my uncle who was healed of his illness. This is the reason why we all came to believe in Jesus.
我相信我们在座的好多弟兄姐妹，我们的家族的信仰也都是从神迹得到恩典以后来相信主的。
I'm sure among us here, the reason why we came to believe in Jesus, it is maybe that someone in our family way back then who experienced the healing and the grace of our Lord Jesus. This is why we are here today.
但是我们的信仰呢，从神迹而开始，却不应该停留在神迹的阶段而已。
However, our faith must never remain in this miraculous signs alone.
我们听过有一个弟兄他这样的有了困惑，信仰上的困惑。
Once there is this particular brother who had some questions in his faith.
他因为家里遇到困难孩子的病痛，结果祷告得到医治了。他说：“哇，这是神迹他感谢神，赞美神，所以相信主了。
Once his sick son was healed by God, then he came to believe in Jesus.
但是呢，他受洗了隔了一段时间。他的儿子又生病了。
A few years after he was baptized, the same son again fell sick.
可是这次呢，祷告却没有功效。
But yet this time, God did not accept his prayer.
他就问我说：“哎呀，你们传道，你们说信耶稣会得平安啊？怎么现在我的孩子生病，现在却没有办法得到平安？”
And then he came and asked me, "You said that if I receive in Jesus, I will have peace. How come this time my son is still so sick?"
因为他的信仰仍然停留在神迹的阶段。
Because his faith is based on miracles.
他要看见神迹，他才要相信。
For him, seeing is believing and nothing else.
结果现在没有马上给他神迹，他开始怀疑啊。
Because now he can't see any miracles, then he started to have doubts about his own faith.
结果刚好有另外一个信佛教的、信道教的那个朋友来跟他讲。
And then later on, there was this person who believed in Taoism or Buddhism and came to pay him a visit.
哎呀，你的耶稣现在没有用了。哎，我的那个佛哈，我的那个神啊，神明啊，比较厉害啊。
And he told him that your Jesus is so useless. Why don't you seek for the help of my Buddha?
哎，就好像你看医生一样这个医生医不好的，你就会换别的医生来医治。
It is like when we went to see our own doctor and we can't find any healing, so we are referred to another doctor.
结果呢，有另外一个朋友就跟他介绍说：“哎呀，你这个时候呢，你就到我们那个庙里面去跟那个神明拜拜，你的儿子的病就会得到医治。”
And this friend told him, "Why don't you come to my temple and pray to my different gods? Maybe your son's illness will be healed."
所以呢，要介绍到他的庙里面去拜拜。
And he referred him to his gods in the temple.
但是呢，感谢神，在他还没有去拜拜以前他来教会找我。
But thank God that before he went into the temple, he came to look for me.
他想说，我如果要去拜拜，也要跟耶稣再见一下， goodbye 一下。
He thought that maybe before he prayed to other gods, he need to say goodbye to Jesus.
所以呢，他来教会跟我说，传道，我要跟主耶稣说再见一下，那我要去拜拜了。
He told me, preacher, I came here to say bye to our Lord Jesus.
我说，哇，你还会说拜拜，还不错了，还会来找我，还说拜拜。哎，可是哦，我要跟你讲，信仰不是这样的。
I told him he's so polite to be able to come to say goodbye to Jesus, and I told him that he has a totally wrong view of God.
因为我们的信仰不能够停留在这个神迹的阶段呐。
Because our faith cannot just rest on miracles alone.
如果这样的话，你当然呢，哎，这个不行，就换下一个神；这个不行，又再换下一个神，你会一直换，一直换呢。
Because if we don't have the miracles that we are looking for, then you are always looking around for other gods.
就好像呢，一般的民间信仰啊，他们在拜好多神明，其实也都是这样啊，可以换来换去的。
Because then we'll be likened to other folk religions where we are always looking for solutions for other gods to solve our problems.
但是我们今天来敬拜啊，独一真神不是这样子。
But this one true God that we are worshiping.It's not a folk religion.
虽然我们是看见神迹啊，体验恩典才来相信主，
even though
做一个开始。
Even though we started off with seeing a miracle happening to us and believing, but yet we must never stop at this stage.
我们要接着要把信仰啊提升到一个没有看见我也相信。
We must allow our faith to improve from the elementary level to a more higher secondary level.
我要相信神。对于我的生活一定有特别的旨意。
We have to ask what God's will is for our lives.
没有神迹，我仍然相信神啊，一定会看顾我。
It's fine if God don't show us a miracle, but yet we will still believe in Him.
所以呢，我要把我的信仰提升到没有神迹，我还是要相信的阶段。
I will elevate my faith to a level where I don't need miracles to believe in Jesus.
这是古代圣徒他们的信心表现在没有看见也相信的阶段。
And the ancient saints, their faith is not the faith of seeing, is believing.
我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
整个希伯来书十一章啊，都是讲信心的啊，古代伟人他们的表现。
This Hebrews chapter 11 is the hall of faith, how the ancient saints behave.
然后他第一个啊，第一节就开始说到信心的本质定义是什么。
And in verse 1, it tells us the meaning what faith is all about.
我们看十一章第一节。
Verse 1 of chapter 11.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
第二节
Verse 2,
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
This is what the ancients were commended for.
这就是信心的定义。
And this is the definition of what faith is all
about. 信心就是我们所盼望的事情啊，啊，还没有发生，可是我们就相信它啊，会发生。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, even though it had not happened yet.
所以开始介绍古代的圣徒，一个一个介绍，都是因着信，所以他们啊做了什么什么事情。
And later on, this chapter introduced to us all the saints who were faithful and what they did.
我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
14节
Verse 14.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own.
15节
Verse 15.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return.
16节
Verse 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
所以我们相信独一真神，就是要提升我们的信仰层次。
When we believe in the one true God, we are actually elevating our faith to another level.
我们不能停留在这个看见神迹才相信的这个啊阶段。
We cannot, our faith cannot, must not remain on seeing miracles alone.
这个是犹太人当时的啊信仰层次。
Unfortunately, this is what the Jews were like.
可是现在呢，我们要提升到没有看见也相信。
We have to elevate our faith to believe first.
所以这些古圣徒啊啊，他们都是存着信心死的。
We see here that the saints they were still living by faith when they died.
因为他们没有得着所应许的啊那个啊天上家乡的美地。
Though they did not receive the things promised yet.
但是他们却从远处望见，欢喜迎接。
They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
这个望见并不是他们肉体眼睛去看见的啊，那个望见。
The things that they see with their eyes is not with the physical eyes.
而是一个灵性上啊信心的看见。
It is they are able to see with their spiritual eyes with their faith.
就是第一节所说的信心，就是所望之事的实底，就是那个。啊、信心而看见的、啊、那个、啊、那种、啊、表现。
It is the faith that was there is mentioned in verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
因此呢，这些古圣徒他们在现实生活并没有、啊、看见，并没有得到。
In their everyday life, these group of ancient saints they have not received the things promised.
可是他们的信心却从远处望见，欢喜迎接。
But yet they are able to see them with their spiritual eyes and welcome them from a distance.
知道在世上只是一个客旅，是寄居的，是短暂的。
And they knew that they were only sojourners on earth.
是短暂的一个生活而已。
And it is very short-lived and transient.
他们有一天总要离开这个世界。
Because one day they will have to leave this world.
而将来叫做天上啊美好的家乡。
And they are looking forward to the heavenly kingdom.
就是天上的圣城啊，能够为他们所预备啊，要让他们得到居住。
The holy city that is prepared for them to dwell in.
这就是我们今天信心、啊、要提升到没有看见也相信的阶段。
This is why we must walk by faith and not by sight.
今天我们的信仰呢、啊、不是停留在神迹的这个阶段。
Let us not allow our faith to stagnate on miracles, seeing miracles.
而是要提升到没有看见也相信的阶段。
We have to elevate our faith to something that we can't see with our
eyes. 所以有人一直常常问说，到底有没有天国地狱？
Sometimes people ask us, is that really true that there is a heaven and there is a hell?
我们到现在没有人看见。
Of course, today no one has actually seen.
我也没有看过天堂，也没有看过地狱。
Me myself, I've never seen heaven or hell.
真的，我如果看见天堂或是看见地狱，我不会回来了。
Because if I have to see heaven or hell for myself, I'll not be here today.
如果到天国，我不想回来，那么好的地方，我去了，我就不要回来了。
If I were to see heaven today, I will not ever want to return.To this earth.
啊，万一不信，我到了地狱，我也不能回来了。
And if I don't believe, then I end up in hell. I will also never return to earth.
当然，我希望我是到天国的。
Of course, I wish that I will enter heaven.
我们没有看过有人去天国又回来的这种个案。
Of course, there's no one today who has been to heaven and come back to report.
所以没有办法啊啊去啊看见啊天国地狱啊。
No one today can tell us what heaven or hell is really
like. 我们只听过见证，有人在梦里面或在异象里面有看见天国、看见地狱啊的异象异梦。
Of course, today we have seen people who saw visions or have dreams about heaven or hell.
可是异梦异象的这种天堂地狱呢，我们啊还是。有没有信心去接受还是个人的问题。
Those are only visions or and dreams, and whether we are able to believe them or not is a matter of our faith.
可是现在我们啊不用再去啊怀疑了。
But today let us no longer doubt.
因为我们就是相信啊神为我们预备天国，要让我们享受永生。
We just have to believe that Jesus is preparing us this heavenly home for us to enjoy life with Him.
我们的信仰要提升到这个层次。
Let us bring our faith up to this level.
有一个最宝贵的就是我们得到圣灵啊，就是做一个证据。
And one of the biggest miraculous sign is us receiving the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟我们同在，就证明真的有天国。
for the Holy Spirit to abide in us, that proves the existence of
heaven. 这是我们信仰提升的一个目标。
This is one of our goal of our faith.
接着我们再看回来约翰福音第四章。
Let's now turn back to John chapter 4.
然后呢主耶稣跟这个大臣说了你回去吧，你的儿子活了。
Here our Lord Jesus told the nobleman's son to go home because his son will be healed.
因为大臣一直跟耶稣求说，你赶快趁着我的孩子还没有死，就赶快下去，把握时间。
Because this nobleman, he was so worried, and he begged Jesus to come down with him before his son died.
如果孩子死了，哇，没有办法复活了，那一切就没有办法再做下去了。
Because he did not want everything to become too late, because once his son died, then that's it.
孩子死了，那真的你来也没有用了。
Because it'll be pointless for Jesus to come and then see his son had already died.
但是呢，耶稣却对他说：“回去吧，你的儿子活了。”
But yet Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live."
这句话呢，却让他相信了。
These statements of Jesus actually is the first point of his believing in Jesus.
这个大臣呢，竟然相信耶稣说的这句话。
The nobleman took Jesus at his word and believed him.
他竟然相信耶稣所说的这句话就回去了。
And the man believed in Jesus and departed.
结果我们早上已经讲过了，他回去已经是隔天才回到家里。
And this morning we studied that he arrived home actually the day after.
因为他是在下午一点钟跟耶稣有这个对话。
Because it was the previous day at 1 p.m. that he had this conversation with Jesus.
可是当天下午他并没有马上赶回家。
But yet we see later on that he did not return home immediately.
他既然已经相信耶稣的话了。
Even though he had already believed in the word of our Lord Jesus.
他已经相信他的儿子已经好了。
That he knew deep down that his son is already healed.
所以他现在不急着马上回去。
He has no need to rush home.
他可能要去办一些其他的他的工作啦，或者是其他的家里的事情。
Maybe he needed to do some more errands or some of his unfinished business.
隔天呢，才回到家里。
And then the next day, he took time to go home.
然后仆人就跟他报告说：“哎，你的儿子活了。”
But then, as he was about to arrive home, his servants came and told him that his son has already was much better.
他就问说是什么时候好的。
And he asked his servant, when was that when he was fine?
仆人就回答说是昨天下午一点钟病就好了，热就退了。
The servant told him that the fever left the son yesterday at the seventh hour.
所以呢，主耶稣说的话马上就成就。
We see here that the word of our Jesus was fulfilled immediately.
所以呢，他和全家就马上相信了神。
And we see later that him and his household believed.
所以呢，这里看到呢，他耶稣都还没有到他的家里去去按手祷告或者是讲什么话。
Jesus at this point did not have time to go to his house to pray for his son and lay hands on his son.
只是在这个有27公里的距离，耶稣讲一句话，结果他儿子马上就得到医治。
His son was healed when Jesus spoke these words 27 kilometers away.
所以我们说，这就是耶稣隔空医治超越space 这个空间超越空间而得到医治。
And this is our Lord Jesus' way of do a telepathic healing.
因此我们才知道说，神的能力超越时间跟空间各样的限制。
We know that God's power in healing transcends all space and time.
我们今天虽然是在加拿大我们在这个教会在聚会在祷告。
Even though today we are having services here in Vancouver and praying.
我们如果家人是在中国或是台湾或者是马来西亚我们的家乡生病了。
If our family members are in China or Taiwan or is in Southeast Asia and they are sick.
我们在这里的祷告仍然会得到神的垂听。
Our prayers here in Vancouver Church will be heard by God.
我们相信这个祷告到神那里，神又可以把他的能力来医治我们在家乡的家人。
God heard our prayers here in Vancouver, and his effect will be felt thousands of miles away in another country.
所以呢，不需要一定要传道去 到家里去按手祷告了。
The preacher need not have to personally go to this individual's house to pray for him or to lay hands on him.
我们这样才是一个信心真正的表现。
And this is what true faith is all about.
我们人常常都停留在那种你一定要到家里来，要按手在他身上，然后祷告了，迫切了，才会得到医治。这是人一般的想法。
Sometimes in our mind, we think that we need to have a preacher to come to our house to pray for us and to lay hands on us in order for us to get healing.
但是呢，现在这个大臣呢，他却超越了这些想法。
But yet we see how Jesus heals the nobleman's son, not in a very common fashion.
主耶稣他现在就是相信耶稣的话说，不用亲自到家里去按手祷告。
What Jesus tells us is that I do not need to come personally to come to your house to pray and lay hands on the sick individual.
所以呢，这也是给我们一个信心的一种榜样。
This is a good example of what our faith should be like.
我们今天只要相信神，任何地方的祷告都会有功效。
As long as we believe in Jesus, our prayers will surely be heard by God.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章十八节
，verse 18。
以弗所书第六章十八节
，Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18。
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
这里保罗写信给以弗所教会提醒我们要常常要随时多方的祷告祈求。
Here, Paul told the Ephesians church members to be alert to always be zealous in praying for all the saints.
要随时多方的祷告祈求。
To pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of
prayers. 所以任何的时候都可以祷告。
That we can pray.Anytime, anywhere.
任何的地方都可以祷告。
And we can pray any way we want.
所以呢，我们的祷告呢，只要有信心，任何时候、任何地方都有功效。
As long as our prayers is backed up by faith, we can pray anytime, anywhere.
我当传道这几年里面呢，听到好多见证。
Throughout my time as a preacher, I've heard so many of these testimonies.
我甚至呢，听到有人在求圣灵的一些见证呢。
I've even heard of testimonies of people receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们一般最常多的就是灵恩布道会大家到前面来，然后有传道按手在头上祷告得到圣灵的。
Most of the testimonies that we heard is when these members come up to pray in the front for the Holy Spirit during evangelical services or spiritual convocations.
这种是比较普遍的，比较多的。
This is one of the most common way of receiving the Holy Spirit.
可是我也听过见证呢，有的慕道者或者是弟兄姐妹在家里祷告，自己得到圣灵。
And I've also heard of testimonies of true seekers and even brothers and sisters who receive the Holy Spirit while praying alone in their houses.
还没有去传道去帮他按手祷告，他自己祷告也可以得到圣灵。
Even before the preacher can lay hands on them, they receive the Holy Spirit on their own praying at home.
当然，如果能够有教会的祷告，然后能接受传道的按手祷告这个是会更好，但是不是绝对的条件。
Of course, it will be much better if the preachers or the ministers can lay hands on that person, but this is not an absolute way of receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为我们只要有心祷告，我们就可以得到圣灵，任何地方都可以。
Because as long as we have the heart to pray for the Holy Spirit, then we can pray anywhere, anytime.
另外，我还有听过见证。
There's actually another testimony.
还有一个姐妹呢，她刚信主不久，她很渴慕圣灵。
This particular sister, she was newly baptized, and she was so eager to receive the Holy Spirit.
时时刻都想要祷告，要求圣灵。
Anywhere she went, she had this desire to and thirst to pray for the Holy Spirit.
有一天晚上在睡觉的时候，她在做梦，梦见她得到圣灵。
And one time when she was sleeping, she had a dream, and in the dream, she dreamt that she received the Holy Spirit.
她的梦醒过以后就好兴奋，说：“真的吗？我真的得到圣灵了吗？”
And when she woke up from her sleep, she was so overjoyed and said, "Is this really true that I received the Holy Spirit?"
就赶快跪起来祷告啊，看看我做的梦得到圣灵是不是真的得到圣灵啊
？And right away, she jumped out of her bed and kneeled down to pray to see if she really indeed received the Holy Spirit.
感谢神啊，真的祷告以后真的有圣灵了。
And thank God, she indeed had received the precious Holy
Spirit. 所以这是我听过的见证啊，做梦得到圣灵，后来也真的得到圣灵。
And this is one of the testimony that I heard, somebody receiving their Holy Spirit in a dream.
然后也听过一个弟兄做见证。
And there is also this testimony from a brother.
他之前呢啊，在社会上啊啊流浪啊，做了很多啊这个不良少年哈，就是说做了很多啊帮派的事情啊。
And there's this particular brother who stray away from the church and have friends with the gangsters.
那以前呢、行为不好。
Of course, he was a kind of a lost sheep.
但是后来呢，他生病了啊，就住医院。
And later on, he fell sick and was sent to the hospital.
我们的医院有布道会啊，就啊邀请他来听福音。结果他后来啊就觉得这个耶稣很好啊，他就。改变他的行为，要来相信耶稣。
And when in the hospital he heard our message, he decided to commit his life to Jesus and accept him.
但是呢，他好像很渴慕圣灵。
And at that point in time, he thirsts for the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，他在骑摩托车的时候呢，就一边骑一边祷告，要求圣灵。
And he was riding his motorbike, and he was also praying for the Holy Spirit.
这个很奇妙呢，就这样，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，哈，在骑摩托车啊，一祷告呢，眼睛当然打开的了，哈，眼睛不能闭着，哈，因为在骑摩托车嘛，哈，很危险呐，所以眼睛打开，可是嘴巴在念祷告文，在念祷告，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，祷告。
While he was riding his bike with his eyes wide open, of course, he recited Hallelujah, Praise the Lord, kept on reciting while he was riding on his motorbike.
骑到一半呢，得圣灵了。
And halfway through, he suddenly realized he received the Holy Spirit.
哇，舌头开始跳动了，怎么一直动，一直动，手也在动啊。那个摩托车快要一直动起来。
His tongue started to roll, and his motorbike also started to move.
哇，得到圣灵，很喜乐，哇，一直掉眼泪。
He was so overjoyed that he started to
tear up. 刚好前面是红灯，好，红灯就停下来。
Right then, he saw the red light and he stopped.
然后又戴安全帽，又擦眼泪，不好擦，擦不到。
And because he was wearing a helmet, it was not convenient for him to wipe away his tears.
可是旁边的人啊，就一直看到几个人男人啊，怎么在哭啊？
And
骑摩托车也在哭，这个是男人在哭什么？
And the other bikers looked at him funny and said, "Why is this person so weird, so tearing up?"
看到红灯你会哭吗
？Why do you need to cry over a red light?
不会吧，红灯就停下来就好，干嘛哭
？You don't need to cry over a red light.
可是他们不知道啊。
But little did they know.
我们的这个弟兄啊，是得到圣灵啊，喜乐的在哭啊，哇！一边骑摩托车一边祷告得圣灵。
That he was.He actually had received the Holy Spirit, and he was so overjoyed.
哇！我听到他做这个见证的时候，我们就一直笑啊。
And we just laugh over his testimony.
我说：哇！你得圣灵，骑摩托车也可以得圣灵，哇！那真的，这个圣灵实在是太奇妙了，太奇妙了。
I told him it's so wonderful that you can, that one can receive the Holy Spirit while riding on a bike.
所以呢，我更相信说，你真的渴慕圣灵的。神真的随时随地啊，都可以把圣灵赏赐给你。
All the more I believe that God sees our hearts, no matter how much.How much we thirst, then God will fulfill our wishes.
所以这里说呢，真的要随时多方的祷告祈求。
Here, Paul tells us that we must pray.
我们真的祷告呢，是不在乎时间、空间的限制。
Because we are, our prayers are not limited by time, places.
我们有团体的祷告，也有个人的祷告。
We have this public prayer and personal prayers.
都可以来得到神的垂听。
And all kinds of prayers will be heard by God.
我们最后来看回来约翰福音第四章。
Let's come back to John chapter 4.
最后的一句话说啊，这是耶稣在加利利所行的第二件神迹。
And this verse says, this was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed.
我们说主耶稣行了三十几件神迹，只有第一件跟第二件特别标明出来。
Jesus had done more than 30 miraculous signs, but only the first two.Was being pinpointed.
我们说第一个神迹要证明要说明说弥赛亚是要带来属灵的宴席。
The first miracle, the meaning is that Messiah is bringing this spiritual feast.
而第二个神迹呢，要表明什么呢
？What does the second miracle signify?
这也是要宣告弥赛亚的一个救恩到底有什么特质
？This tells us the uniqueness of God's salvation.
特别这里记载的大臣的儿子是快要死了。
Because at that point, the nobleman's son was on the brink of death.
所以呢, 大臣一直求耶稣, 趁着他的孩子还没有死,
And prior to his son dying, he begged Jesus to come and heal his son.
所以呢, 这第二件神迹要宣告的一个信息就是, 主耶稣是生命的主宰。
The message of the second miracle is to tell us that our God is the Lord of life.
因为呢, 没有经过, 神的允许, 没有人, 会丧失生命。
Because everything has to go through God in order for things to come to
fulfill. 所以保罗在雅典的正道, 其中有一句话说, 神从一本造出万族的人来预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
Just like in Acts, when Apostle Paul was speaking to the Athenians that under one name God is able, under one nation God is able to make believers.
预先定准, 他们的年限和所住的疆界。
And God is able to determine their dwelling.
而他们的年限。
And how long this person will live.
所以在第二个神迹要宣告的这个真理就是 生命的主宰, 在神的手上。
Here tells us that the Lord of life is none other than God.
神不同意的, 人, 也不会要遭受任何的, 生命的死亡。
Because everything has to be permitted by God before even death can come to this person.
当然到后来我们看拉撒路甚至可以从死里复活。
But yet we see even Lazarus, even after he had died, he was still able to come to life.
所以在这里呢, 其实要宣告的一样的真理就是 生命的主宰在神的手上。
And this is also the same truth that God is the Lord of resurrection and life.
这就是行了第二件神迹的, 特别的目的。
And this is one of the unique message of the second miracle of our Lord
Jesus. 所以我们的主呢, 是生命的主, 祂战胜死亡。
Our Lord is the Lord of death and he had overcome death.
没有经过祂同意, 这个没有人会死亡。
If it is not according to his permission, no one will die.
我们啊, 今天来到神面前, 有这样的一个信心, 我们就有了安定的, 安定的, 稳妥的, 一个港口。
Now, when we come by faith toward God, we have this haven of rest in Jesus.
神如果不同意, 我绝对, 不会死亡。
If this is not approved by God, then definitely we will not die.
因为今天神对我还有工作的交付。
Because maybe God still has some work for us to do.
神对我还有很多的, 期待。
God has still some expectations
from us. 所以我还要在世界上来为主耶稣, 来努力。
I'm still not finished with my earthly work.
所以神的旨意如果要我活着, 我一定可以活着。
If it is God's will for us to live longer, then we will live longer.
所以呢, 雅各书才会有这么一句话。
This is why Elder James have this statement.
我们看雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章,
James chapter 4,
15节,
verse 15.
我们看14节,
Let's begin from verse 14.
雅各书第四章14节,
James chapter 4, verse 14.
其实明天如何, 你们还不知道, 你们的生命是什么呢? 你们原来是一片云雾, 出现少时就不见了。
Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
15节,
Verse 15.
你们只当说, 主若愿意, 我们就可以活着, 也可以做这事或做那事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Or that.
所以我们相信主耶稣的话,
when we believe in the word of our Lord Jesus,
主耶稣说, 你的儿子活了, 就真的活了。
When Jesus said, your son will live, and truly our sons will live.
今天我们的生命本来是非常的脆弱, 出现少时就不见了。
Today our life is so fragile. In a little while it will disappear.
原来像一片云雾啊, 像一个, 蒸汽, 看见它蒸发一下, 白色的蒸汽一下子就不见了。
It's like a mist or a vapor that appears for a little while and then later on it's gone.
但是呢, 我们却相信神, 如果给我们生命, 主若愿意, 我们就可以活着。
However, we believe that if God wills, then we are able to live a little bit longer.
我们就可以做这事或做那事。
And we are able to do this or that.
所以这个神迹也告诉我们, 生命的主宰就在神手上。
And this second miracle tells us that our life is in God's hands.
所以我们就, 依靠神, 交托给神。 就可以了。
Let's continue to trust and entrust our life in God.
主若愿意，我就可以做这事或做那事，荣耀归给天上的神。
If God is willing, we are able to do this or that, and may all glory be given unto His holy name.
一起唱诗。
Let's all sing Him.
142首。
142.